is Slash from Velvet Revolver. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Kylie. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to The Chris Moyles Show.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, and I always listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Liars.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
We played a very special gig at the Bowl of Milton Keynes, the National Bowl. It's in 7 months' time, so get your tickets today.
That'd be a hell of a queue.
Telling you. That's what I've got written down here. The Radio 1 with the radio partner at Green Day's Huge Show, June 18th, 2005. So there you go.
I'm there.
Only 7 months before that gig. Oh, I can't wait. Still 7 months to go. Oh, yes. It's going to be a good gig, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I bet we forget about it.
Mm.
We'll get all excited, we'll talk about it for like a few weeks, and all of a sudden we'll get there and forget. Green Day. Woo! Anyway. Morning, everybody. That was Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Thanks to the moan. With lovely Fergus Dudley producing the show today. The last show he produced was Dixie Peach in 88. The radio anorak show for the Alex listening out there. Right, moving on. We'll play Sister Sisters Laura in a second and Gwen Stefani. First of all, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
Social services investigate after children almost starved to death.
And United are through, but Liverpool have it all to do.
BBC Radio 1.
Plus 7.
Good morning. So I had a bit of a weird day yesterday. I've got another moan to do later on. I've already moaned once about this particular organisation, and I've got to do another one. It's a half moan, half compliment.
What's up with you?
I left my suit carrier on a train yesterday and left the station, got in the car and went, oh, crap, my suit. I legged it back to the train station, and there's the train still there. That's where the problems began.
I wouldn't let you on.
Worse. Just completely ignored me. Excuse me? Excuse me? Hello? Excuse me? Hello? Just walked past me. Hello? One of those. Oh, seriously, I was fuming. Is this only about customer service assistant? I'm a customer, help me.
Give me one moment, please, sir.
One moment. Wonderful. Anyway, but then the end of that story was a very nice, helpful person called Bob. I'll tell you about it later.
It's good and bad,
very
then, is it?
Yeah. And then I look in the newspapers, right? Who's presenting the Brits next year? Chris Evans. Are you kidding me? What's that all about? People who haven't been on TV for 5 years? Did they all draw straws? Was it between him and the Crankies and Bernie Clifton? What's that all about? Ex-Radio 1 DJs who aren't on TV anymore. Apparently Noel Edmonds was very close together. Him, Mike Smith. Good Lord. And the ranking Miss P were all in the running. Gary Davis is said to be fuming. The world is going mad. It's absolutely... we're all going to hell. And then I come in, our executive producer is producing the Moan Show because we're short of staff. There's far too many people who are, you know, booked in to come in during the day and look out the window that they can't get anyone to produce the show. I'm a very angry young man today, Dominic.
I can probably tell.
See,
yeah,
I can see you. Oh! It'll be all right, I'll be fine, though. The great music will get me through the show this morning.
Chris Moyles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Skinner, Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. And he's finally met this Lynam.
Rogers, Merchant, Downey with the Brits.
The Chris Moyles Show. National Radio 1.
Love her. Gwen Stefani, what are you waiting for? It's 7:13 on BBC Radio 1. It's a lot of good TV on last night, to the point where, right, I was taping two things on Sky and then had to go and watch another channel through the rubbish aerial reception.
What was on? I was watching the football.
Okay, you got 9 o'clock, BBC 3, Little Britain.
Yep.
West Wing on E4. Yeah. Which is, that's all on the series link. Mm-hmm. I can't get rid of that. And I wanted to watch Who Do You Think You Are or whatever. The Family Tree.
Yeah,
it was David Baddiel. David Bloodybum.
Mm.
And it was great.
I keep forgetting to put Little Britain on me series link. I miss it every week.
It's too late. It's finished. It was last night. Although they repeat it about 18 times before the end of the week on BBC 3.
Okay.
And I think Sunday night is Little Britain night. Don't quote me what night is, but they're showing all the Little Britons back to back.
What, this Sunday?
I'll check for you.
Okay.
We'll find BBC 3 and away you go. But yeah, it was good last night.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it's a good series.
I just watched the match and then watched Celebrity and went to bed.
What match did you watch?
Watched the Man U game.
Did Rooney still have his Beat Bullying blue wristband on?
I didn't notice, actually.
And he's been wearing one, Rio's been wearing one.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah. The others weren't wearing one, did I? So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe they haven't got one.
Maybe they don't fit.
You only allowed one each.
Well, yeah, because they're very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Details later of how you can get yours.
I've got mine.
Where?
Left in the bathroom again.
Oh, for God's sake, Dave. So, as far as you're concerned, you only want to beat bullying when you're in the bathroom?
No. You see, the thing is, I wore it yesterday, and then I take it
you
off.
What?
I wore it yesterday.
Right.
And then I took it off to have a shower this morning.
Right.
I left it on top of the toilet system.
That's lovely. I've got mine on. Alan's got his on. Will, have you got yours on?
Yep.
Yep, there you go. So it's just you. How bad does that make you feel?
Not really bad, because I've got one and I wear it with pride, but just not every day.
Okay.
Don't forget, you see.
9 o'clock, BBC 3. Every episode of the second series of Little Britain, back to back.
Excellent.
Sunday.
What?
On Sunday.
I said Sunday, didn't I?
No.
No, 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 I said Sunday.
Yeah, you did. You said this Sunday.
Yeah. Did
you?
Yeah. Where am I on Sunday?
Probably stumbling back from the pub after watching another 8 games of football.
Oh, actually, you're on the telly on Sunday, 2 o'clock.
You are?
Mm.
We're on the TV Monday night, by the way, in our new derby.
You're probably right, actually. I'll probably watch both games on Sunday afternoon in the pub.
Right. It's our derby Monday night.
Oh, what, Rotherham?
Yeah. I'm telling you. You can keep your Everton-Liverpool Scouse derby, Dave. It's Rotherham-Leeds. That's the battle now, son. We've got Watford tonight. Come on, Super League United. Another 4 goals for Brian Dean. Hey, he'll be knackered. He only played on Saturday. Well, I've got his breath back yet.
He's getting on, isn't he, Brian Dean?
Nah, he's very young. He's only about Will's age. Was it 44, 45?
Wasn't he playing for you in the 80s?
He's played with some old fella at Stoke years ago. He played for years and years and years. Anyway. Right, 7:17, we'll do Buzz Off next. After we play Grey Ed Will's favourite record.
Grim on the third floor.
Radio 1.
Not what we asked for. I'm not tired enough to sleep. One day.
God love them. Can't wait until they win their best newcomer at the Brits next year.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this last night. So some, there were some great contenders for that award next February.
Are Atomic Kitten still nominated?
Yeah, Atomic Kitten.
They always used to be up for Best Newcomer.
Yeah, they'll be in there. And but no, it should be good. But then the Brits year is longer than 12 months, isn't it? It's a very confusing
about
year.
About 15 months, I think.
Yeah. So it'll be McFly, Keane, Atomic Kitten, and, of course, Kate Bush. Mm. Seriously, running down the platform at King's Cross. See the train there? Walk the length of the train, trying to find somebody who's on the train so they can open the door and see if I've left my suit on there. See man who works for train company. Excuse me? Excuse me? Hello? Excuse me? Hello? Runs past me. He has to guide a train coming in. Well, they're on tracks.
It's more important than your suit carrier.
On tracks. You know what he did?
What?
Excuse me. One moment, please, sir. Real Jobsworth, right? Pillock. So I stand there for a minute, and the train comes in. Then he turns around and looks at the other one, and I went, excuse me. And he just ignores me. So I'm standing next to the train I need to get on. A minute later, the train starts moving out of the platform. No, 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 no! I need to get on that train. I've left something. There's nothing I can do. Well, you could have done. You could have spoken to me 2.5 minutes ago, you pillock. Oh, man.
Did you get it back then, or what?
Yeah.
How?
Very long story, right? Lost property.
Yeah.
Right? No, GNER kind of customer service office.
Right.
Goes to lost property. No, back to customer service office.
Right.
A very helpful man said, try the office over there, because if the cleaners have taken it, it'll be there. Go over there. Yes, it is. We've got it, but it's gone to lost property. Okay, fine. And then this guy comes out, Bob, as he was called, I found out.
Nice.
And he went, actually, the guy's just taken over now. Let me get hold of him on the radio. No. Yeah, are you there? And I hear this voice come out and go, yes, I'm here. Same bloke, right? Same bloke. So he said, yeah, the gentleman's actually come for his suit. Can you, rather than take it to lost property, can you bring it back to the office for us? Thanks. Well, I've got the platform now. Yeah, but can you bring it back to the office? I'll meet you at the platform. Oh, for God's sake, fine, or whatever. So I walked down the platform with this guy, and I said, thanks very much. You've really saved my life. You've been very helpful, thank you. More helpful than this other fella. And then we walked down the platform. See this fella coming towards us with a suit? He gives it straight to the other train worker. Doesn't even look me in the eye, and doesn't even stop walking, just keeps walking. Got your name, son. There'll be a letter with your name on it going to head office.
Why are people like that?
I've got to say, an absolute serious Jobsworth, and everybody else was really helpful. But it was just that pillock. I don't mind, but it's like the second journey in like 4 days that I've taken on that network. Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. Little moment.
I'm pleased you got it back, though.
So am I.
Mm.
Because it had a jacket in that I want to wear.
Was it expensive?
What?
Was it expensive?
Savarolov.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that still fit you?
Shut up, yeah. Cheeky sod. Unlike you, I haven't had mine taken out like you did.
I haven't had it taken out.
Yeah, you did, so
it
fit you.
I've just abandoned it. No, my mum made the trousers a bit longer. I don't understand that.
Yeah, and the waist a bit bigger.
The waist has always been fine, just the length.
Right. Water. Never mind the length. Anyway, time for this morning's buzz off. You ready?
Yeah.
I've gone for a strange choice this morning because I think Alan's tired this morning. So if Alan's tired, the nation needs waking up.
Right.
81199 on your mobile phone, please. Write a text saying buzz on if you like the track. Write a text saying buzz off if you don't. 81199 is the number. It's either buzz on or buzz off. Are you ready?
Yep. Excellent. Love this.
Really, Alan?
Yeah.
Oh. Get it on. We'll be right back.
98% buzz on already. Get off. Hey, double one, double nine, buzz on or buzz off. Go!
Dave Buzz.
Will Buzz.
Brilliant.
Love that.
90% for Buzz On. And a massive response as well. Thank you very much. But see, that went down a lot better than I thought.
Brilliant.
Really? Yeah.
Best thing they've ever done, I think.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. You hit the spot this morning, Chris.
Did I? I'm sorry to hear that. It's a Prodigy No Good Start the Dance from
1994.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home, Mills.
Got Mills from four.
One. I've got to say, that download chart just hasn't been the same, Dave, since you and I fell out of the top 10.
I know.
Yeah. You two, by the way, managed to get back to number one after we slashed them and knocked them off the top spot.
It was easy without us there, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Scott Mills, this afternoon from 4 o'clock. Shakedown at Nights, we haven't played it for about 20 minutes, and Kylie Minogue coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's get some news from Dominic first at 7.30.
And our main story this morning is a child neglect case with some pretty graphic detail. And the weather, rainy further north, drier further south again.
One road travel.
Reduced visibility, two number motorway fans are in for a real treat this morning. It's the M54 in Shropshire.
What?
Dave's phone's ringing.
Why are you ringing me?
Because I knew that you'd have your phone on as well.
Do you want the one road travel again?
Oh, yes, but I'd love the one road travel, please. Hang on.
One road travel.
Here we go. Reduced visibility, two number motorway fans are in for a treat. It's the M54 in Shropshire.
I love that
fog,
one.
Fog has been causing problems between Junction 3 at Tong
Pete
and Junction something else in Wolverhampton. I've written three again.
You've written Junction 3 at Tong and Junction 3 in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, I think it's probably Junction 4.
You know what that is?
Or 2.
One hell of a junction.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
It's exactly 7:35.
So who's got the phones on? I have. Dave has.
Turn mine off now. Right. What did you ring me for during a live broadcast? How unprofessional.
Turn you your phone on. I was ringing you to tell you to switch your phone off.
You should do what I do and leave your phone next door, away from the studio area.
Right. But then if it rings, we wouldn't hear it.
No, it's true.
We had to do a little seminar thing for the BBC the other day. And there wasn't many people. How many people would you say?
About 100.
Right, some that'll do. And,
40.
Chatting away about the show, and you just hear someone's phone. Beep, 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 beep. She's like the second row. Silly cow. And, I'm like, oh, come on, love your phone. And she just looked at me, didn't she? And kind of casually went for her bag. Beep, 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 beep. Do you want to get your phone, love?
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Do you want to get your... Get your phone, love! Silly woman.
One more listener.
Well, not anymore. Only her husband listens and really enjoys the show.
That'll do.
Yeah, that's good. By the way, switch your phone off, love. My kids think it's great. Switch your phone off. It's funny that. And then somebody else's phone went off. With the same ring. Beep, 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 beep.
It didn't hamper what was a great presentation, though.
You still... I think you got your main points across still.
Yeah.
It's very informative.
Junction 2, by the way, I believe.
Junction 2, is
from
it?
From what people are saying on the text
Thanks
messages.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Told you it was 2.
Apologies to Junction fans.
Yeah. Do you also notice, actually, on your script for, Ort.
Ort, yeah.
Yeah, One Road Travel.
Yes.
You've actually written, fog's been causing problems between... What's the next word?
Well, it's... Junction on.
Junction on.
Junction on 3.
Christina Aguilera! Junction on!
Oriental Road Travel.
Junction on, junction off. Like that.
Oh, like the karate kid.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. I'm in a very giddy mood today. I'm going to go see Keane later on this morning. Are you coming?
I don't know whether I can now.
All right, bye. I'm going to go see Keane playing a Maid of Ale for Joe Wiley. Everybody's changing. That should be a great gig. And even better news, Colin and Edith, all right, are not here, which means no Colin Murray and irritating the crap out of us in the office for the whole day. Really, does life get any better than that? I don't think so.
Your morning's just got better, the savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice, his breath still stinks of beer. He loves the famous people, cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
La 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 la, we can't hear you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
God love her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But Kylie or Danny, who would you rather go out with?
It's a tough one, that, you know.
Mm.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
Kylie.
Yeah, but you see, Danny...
Danny looks terrific at the moment.
And don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, I think Danny tries harder.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
More effort.
She just puts that little bit of extra in.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah, because she's not Kylie. And she just tries that little bit harder.
You want somebody who tries...
Plus, I think Danny'd be more fun.
Mm.
No offence to Kylie, again. I don't know why I'm saying that. Sadly, like, I'm going to cop off with a pair of them.
I'd say Danny.
Mind you, hey, what a fantasy, boys. Ho-ho! Kylie, Danny, woo-hoo, eh? Heads and tails, do you know what I mean?
Mm. Top and tails.
No. Well, yeah, if you were, you know, staying the night, something like that, and you'd miss your last train.
They will.
Stop it. Get my bag back, by the way.
What?
Thank you, Southwest Trains.
For I didn't realise you'd lost the bag.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Got off a base in Stoke.
Did you not hear this story?
No.
Well, you know the way he fell asleep last week when he was out for a beer with me?
Yeah.
And where did you wake up?
Basingstoke.
Basingstoke. And
so, which is weird, because he lives in Watford.
And he had to stay at his mum and dad's house, because he couldn't get home. And then, when was it? Not last night, the night before.
Night before last, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I lost my other bag.
Yeah.
But I didn't really lose it, though. It was here all the time. But I was, you know, a bit tired, so I didn't... I couldn't... I don't know.
So, thanks to Southwest Trains for what, for finding your bag at work?
No, no, no. The other bag.
Right.
Because I...
How many bags have you lost recently?
Two.
Right.
I got off at Basingstoke in a hurry, right?
Yeah.
Because I was tired. And then I must have got off leaving my bag on the train.
Yeah.
And it ended up in Bournemouth.
Right.
And it's come back now to Waterloo. I collected it last night. £3 it cost me that.
£3? That's not bad, that.
Well, if ever there was an ad not to drink.
I wasn't drinking,
nothing
I was
to do
tired.
With drink, Alan. Can you do you know what a terrible attitude to have that is?
I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
No, I spill most of it.
No, not until 11. It's normally your rule between midnight and 11 o'clock the next day. No drinking.
No drinking. No.
It's unbelievable.
Says you anyway, Alan.
What?
You can hardly talk.
I'm quite good lately. I was out last night.
Oh, come on.
I was out last night and I didn't have any drink. Well, actually, no, I had a bit of champagne.
Well, it wasn't a free bar, was it?
It was free, but it only did wine.
It only did wine.
No arches, no woo-woos, and no champagne.
No Cristal.
None of that.
How common.
I know.
Do you not drink wine, then?
I don't like wine.
I don't like wine. I'm really sorry. I know a lot of people out there really into their fine wines, but to me, it all tastes the same. I just don't get it. And I've been out with Kevin, our mate Kevin.
Mm.
He used to be a wine merchant. And he can tell, he can, you know, blindfold the guy, and he can tell you the difference between red and white. He knows by the taste. And we're out for dinner once, and he went, oh, you've got to try this wine. You've got to try, oh, this, Kevin, I don't like wine. Oh, the rest of you will love it. Orders this bottle of wine, and everybody around the table's going, that's, isn't that gorgeous? Oh, that's lovely, that is, because it's great wine, isn't it? Try some, Chris. I said, honestly, I don't like wine. Try it. But it all tastes the same to me. It all tastes cheap out of a, you know, some plastic box. I don't like wine. No. Try this wine. It's like the creme de la creme of wines. It's, I'm telling you, it's the daddy of wine. Okay, fine. Yeah, just tastes like wine. What? And everyone around the table's going mad at me. I'm going, I'm sorry, but I can't tell. It'll just taste the same. You know?
Do you like champagne?
No.
I don't like champagne.
I like champagne.
Yeah, it's a waste of time on
me. I mean, I find champagne bizarre. I just like the fact that, you know, champagne. All special occasions, let's have champagne. For me, a special occasion might be Heineken. Do you know what I mean? You know, I've got to stick with my Carlin and my Fosters and my 4X. You know, if I'm pushing the boat out, maybe, like the other night, I was celebrating something, had a pint of Amstel. And, you know, that's still, I have, you know, that with my lager.
Can you tell the difference between lagers? Like,
well, you can't, clearly, because we always change yours. We start off on rocket fuel and we go, oh, we won't last all night on this. Put them on cooking lager. And you go, oh, this tastes great. You can really tell the difference with this premium lager, you can. Right? Drinking cooking lager all night.
The best one ever was when we all went to the pub and we're about 2 or 3 pints in. And Will likes strong lagers. So he likes his Stella and he likes his Kronenbourg and stuff like that. And I'm drinking my Carling or my Foster's and I'm quite happy. So we know that if you keeps drinking at this rate, all the strong lagers, he's going to be banjaxed.
Mm.
So, someone goes to the bar, went, came a Carling. What was that, Wilkins? What are you saying? What are you saying? No, I'll have a Stella, a pint of Stella. Not having Carling, a pint of Stella for me. So, whoever's going to the bar, came a Carling. So, he gets a Carling. And then, we put it down in front of him, and we put my Carling down in front of me, and he goes to take a sip of it, and he looks at mine, and I went, no, it's fine. So I think I moved the glasses round and he says, no, hang on, reaches for mine, takes a sip and goes, aha, you're not catching me out. Same drink. Yeah, you got me there, Will. Bang to right, son, you got me.
Uh-huh. Not just once, though. We've done this tens of times with you. Every time it amuses us.
It's for the best.
Oh, dear. Tell you, it was the worst when he didn't realise he'd started off on Guinness.
Mm.
This is Secret Student.
I'll never forget seeing Allard in Wales, in Cardiff, drinking that concoction where they had to set fire to it. Now, you listen, I'm all for right, you know, as long as don't... The government never done that, is I was saying don't binge drink and all that. And it's, you know, it's good advice. You know, you'll do what you do and that's that. But don't, you know, going out and drinking until the point where you can't see and you wake up in a pool of your own vomit is seriously not a good idea. And I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. So, for me, right... And I don't want to go off on a, you know, holier-than-thou thing. But I learnt a long time ago, drink what you like and drink at your own pace. And when you get older, the pressure of having to drink and down a pint in one does start disappearing, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Like, when we all go out for a beer now, no one's arm is twisted to have something they don't particularly want to have.
We're all grown-ups now. We drink responsibly.
If somebody at the table goes, right, tequilas, they will go to the bar and come out with one. Because I can't drink tequila.
It's horrible. That's like the devil's fuel.
However, Alan and I, completely different taste of alcohol whatsoever. I'm like, give me a nice pint of cooking lager, that'll do me. Whereas Alan drinks cocktails.
Mm.
I can't do it.
I love it.
Try and explain to me, right, convince me that something is really worth drinking when you've got to set fire to it. What's that all about? Now, if that was food, it'd be burnt. Alan sees him setting fire to this drink. I'm having some of that.
I'll give you the guides to cocktails, but maybe not at breakfast time.
It's not a good
idea. It'll never sound very appealing at breakfast, would it?
The last time we went out drinking shots, I ended up on the ring road outside Leeds. Not a good idea.
For 2 hours.
Hey, eh? Yeah.
The lost 2 hours.
And you can't remember if you had a kebab or not.
Nope.
But that was before you started drinking responsibly.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just not a good idea.
Just drink at your own pace. Just drink, you know, drink what you want to drink at your own pace. Don't get... I always find it really funny. You know, you go, I mean, we've all done it. We've all had a mate, and we've all had a mate who's been a little bit tipsy in the pub. What have you been drinking? Tequila. You don't like tequila. I know. Is that seven?
Is that what that
is? I know. Can't do that. Top shelf out for me. Because people think that I'm a real boozer when people meet me. Don't get me wrong, I like a good drink, but I'll drink what I like at my own pace, thanks very much. Mm. So if I ever get clocked in a pub, I recognise about that. Moosey, come on, tequila slammers. I don't want one, thanks. Oh, come on, tequila. I don't like it, it makes me sick. I haven't had tequila since I was about 21, so 3 years ago. I thought you were a drinker. Yeah, I am a drinker. I'm not drinking that. That's why I'd rather have cough medicine.
You don't do top shelf, do you?
No,
unless
not
you're a news agent.
I told you, the account has been paid off. I do not go in that shop anymore. I told you, Will gave me a contact where they post them from Amsterdam. Anyway, where are we? Secret student.
Are you going into secret student on drinking?
Well, no, I'm going to talk about him. But, yeah, so what's the deal with Secret Student then? Because you keep in contact with him.
I talk to him quite a lot, yeah, that's true. And on the love life has not been too good. He went out on a date with a Greek girl who turned out to be quite boring and quite dull. On the work front, he missed 2 months' worth of lectures that he should have been going to and didn't realise he was supposed to be attending. So he went to his first one last week.
Brilliant.
Been set in an essay that he doesn't know how to do it, so asked for an appeal last week.
That was an essay on what again?
Oh, hang on. Marxist reaction to postmodernism. Thank you.
Easy.
And asked our listeners to help him out. Yeah. And we did get a response.
Did we?
Yes, which
did
I forwarded on. Yes, I forwarded on to him.
Isn't that tantamount to cheating?
No, because all they were doing was helping him as opposed to telling him what to do.
Right.
And there is a difference. I did check. And finally, he had a party planned this weekend.
Oh.
And so apparently he's left us a message early on this week.
All right, here we go then.
Hey Chris and Dave, still a secret student here. Just thought I'd ring in to inform you of last weekend's activities. We had a massive party on the weekend, which meant that I didn't actually get very much work done, but I managed to blag an extension. Now, the party was good, but everyone got far too drunk far too quickly. Now, I decided to stay sober and just watch the mayhem ensue. I just thought I'd say thank you to Jasper and Pamela from Cambridge University for emailing you and helping me out with my essay. Thanks a lot for that. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
That's not fair. That's purely cheating then, isn't it?
That is not cheating.
Then. Right.
They, but they did, apart from one person sent an email saying that we made that up because apparently Marxism wasn't around during postmodernism. I was like, I really don't care. But I forwarded it on to him anyway.
Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's postmodernist thought on Marxist theory.
Well, anyway.
I could have answered that one.
It helped him, anyway.
Do you know what? I'm quite happy to put my hand up and go, I have no idea what the hell it's about, anyway.
No.
Thick as anything, me.
It's got an extension until Friday.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Lucky for him.
So he's not going out with this Greek girl anymore, then?
He's not going out with this Greek girl.
Because she's too dull.
Do you know what's weird is that I got to call him almost every day, and it's hard to get hold of him because he's with someone all the time.
Yeah, he's a dirty tart.
No, not in that way. But he's like, he's got flatmates and he's got mates and stuff, and he can't take my calls. So he'll answer, and I'm like, hi.
Alan, listen, love. He looks at the phone, sees it's you calling, all of a sudden he's busy. I think it's time for you to start getting the hint, love. You know what I mean?
Give me a baseline.
You're joking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you know when I answer the phone sometimes and go, listen, mate, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying at home playing Xbox, can't want to talk to you.
Use Chris's phone.
Do that.
Yeah. He answers all our calls, but yours. You may have heard us giving away tickets this week to the In New Music We Trust tour. Dizzy Rascal tonight plays. If you want tickets, keep listening. A pair of tickets to see Dizzy Rascal. Where is he?
Northampton Road, Menders.
There you go. Brilliant. Tickets to see Dizzy giving away next half hour? Fine, good, all right then. That's Nelly and Christina Aguilera. Tilt your head back at Radio 1. Coming up then, what should we play? Avril Lavigne, Dave?
Yes, please.
Destiny's Child?
Oh, yes.
We should play the Band-Aid record today, because we haven't played it since we played it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we'll play that first, because still some people haven't heard it yet, Band-Aid 20.
And it grows on you.
It really does grow on you. It's a good way it builds at the end. Anyway, so we'll play that in a bit as well, next half hour probably, plus Dizzy Rascal tickets. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 10 o'clock.
An investigation after children are nearly starved to death.
And Sir Alex toasts his milestone while Liverpool struggle. BBC Radio
1. USB. Child protection officers are trying to find out why they knew nothing about a couple who were slowly starving their children to death. When police finally arrived at the house, it's rainy in the north, but it's going to be drier but duller in the south. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past eight.
Oh, it's one of my favourite times of the day, that is.
4 minutes past.
Yeah.
I like that.
Out of all the times, I think the 4 minutes past eight. What the hell is that?
What is it?
Whose phone is that?
Oh. Right, hang on a sec.
Dominic Byrne!
I did not bring that phone in here.
And can I just ask, how gay is your ringtone?
It's not gay, it's
what's
like
that?
Some kind of alpine accordion jig. What's that?
Who phoned it?
I've no idea.
Right, yeah.
Why have you left your phone on in the studio?
Withheld.
Why have you left your phone on in the studio?
I perfectly... Don't you doing your bottom lip thing like you're lying. I had...
Hey!
Oh!
What is that ringtone?
Well, the other one I had was, you know, the Trigger Happy TV ringtone. I didn't like that one. So that one's nice. It's relaxing.
Sounds German.
Well, turn it off, Dave, anyway. Right, I didn't bring the phone in here in, you know, professional BBC newsreader way. It was next door away from the studio.
It was me. I managed to sneak past you during the news. And Dave, I think you'll find you've obviously brought the phone in, forgotten you brought it into the studio. And
hey! Oh.
I'll answer it.
Answer it.
Hello?
I bet it's Andy Parfitt saying something.
No, Dom's not available right now. He's on air.
Right, okay.
Okay, 11 o'clock. Okay, bye.
Who's that, Al?
The clinic.
Natasha.
What?
Natasha.
Beddingfield? Hey, what's happening at 11 o'clock? Oh. Daniel will be ringing now to say, what's going on? There's Daniel.
He says fine.
Who's Susie? Who's phoning it?
Natasha.
Who's Natasha?
I don't know.
Bless you.
Oh, dear.
Shaggy? What was that?
Will.
What?
Right, Get away from your mobile phone.
I just
turned
mine off.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6 minutes past eight. What we're going to do is Dizzy Rascal tickets.
Well. Right. As a BBC journalist, I am professional.
Give me your phone.
At all times.
Give me your phone.
I didn't bring my phone into the studio.
There. Someone take, that's Will's phone.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Right, Dizzy Rascal tickets. If you want to go see Dizzy Rascal. See, now who's, someone now's going to get a slap.
Yeah, Alan's going to get a big slap.
You're so professional.
It's 6 minutes past eight.
his phone back. I tell you something, before you switch it off, right? That ringtone, I've got to be honest, you need to change it.
This is really strange. Oh, it's coming up as Chris calling.
Oh, I don't know.
Who will that be?
Evans, he needs some advice about presenting the Brits. So he's ringing you.
I've turned it off.
Good. Kerry, where's your phone?
My phone's in the production office.
Sure?
Yes.
Right, okay. Good morning! So unprofessional.
It really is.
That's why you never got a job reading the 60-second news on BBC Three.
Absolutely,
you're
right.
Unprofessional. Right, what else have we got to do on the show today, Will? You're producing.
Tickets.
Tickets for Dizzy Rascal. Done that, yeah. What's
top
that?
Top of the Pops magazine.
What's in your hand?
Advent calendars.
Well, why?
Well, for us.
Don't know.
Have they got chocolate in?
Yeah, I expect so.
Oh, brilliant. You know what date is today? December the 1st.
No, it's not.
What do you want, Scooby-Doo or SpongeBob SquarePants?
Scooby-Doo, please.
Or what?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, that one, please.
You know SpongeBob SquarePants is?
No.
Oh, come on.
You never heard of him?
I'm not familiar with SquarePants, man.
Okay, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
He has SquarePants.
Right.
Therefore, ergo, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Seriously, we've never heard of him.
No, I've got a big gap in my SpongeBob
knowledge. You haven't lived. There he is there, SpongeBob.
Ah,
wearing
I see
his
him.
SquarePants.
I do recognise him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did work experience here.
Yes, he
back
did.
Back in the summer.
He did.
Hello, dummy.
Plus, these are special because they have a countdown to New Year as well as Christmas.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open them and then take all the chocolate and then put them back.
Why would we do that?
So we can eat chocolate.
Well, why would you put them back?
Well, just throw the box away.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the... I just... Seriously, I'm a grown man, Alan. I know how many days it is to Christmas, if I really can be asked to count. So I don't need to open up a door every day and get a bit of chocolate out. I can... Whereas, because I'm an adult, I can open every door now and take all the chocolate out and eat it in one go and vomit all over you.
I could make, like, an adult version if you want.
No, you're all right, thanks. That really won't be necessary.
What sort of world do you live in, Alan? Look at what bacon
what's behind,
needs.
What's behind door 11? I'd really not find out, thank you. Imagine.
Adult version.
Just leave it, don't go there.
Chris Miles writes these jingles when he's sitting in his home, while Sophie's watching TV, chatting on the phone. She asked if he could write a jingle that mentioned her name. He said they sung it once, but they would not sing it again.
Another hot rockin' flamethrower to start the hour.
Chris Miles,
come on!
National Radio 1.
Coming up to 10 past 8, let's nothing but those flame-throwing, hot-rocking hits to start your hour off, is there? Cheers. Hey, you're auditioning for Heart Schedule, Alex?
Oh, man.
Right, Avril Lavigne, then Destiny's.
You held my hand and walked me home.
Come on. Breathe with me.
Ooh! Story about Tim Vakant in the paper today with one of Destiny's Child. Did you read that?
No.
Tim
Vincent.
Yeah. Apparently, Destiny's Child want Michelle to go out with him or something. Good God.
What does Michelle think about it?
She'll be bored to tears. Destiny's Child, I lose my breath. 8:16. Joe Wiley's here at 10 o'clock this morning. She's got special guest Keen playing Maida Vale. And I'm going to go and see him. I like Keen. I'm keen for the keen. Colin Edith are in Belfast again from 1 o'clock. Was it last night they did the thing?
Yes, I think they did.
Switched the lights on last night?
Colin compared the Belfast light switch on.
Been there, done that. We did the Leeds light switch on ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, did they have people dressed up as the Simpsons characters?
No, and did they have girls allowed? No.
No.
And did they well, they probably did have Father Christmas, didn't
well,
they?
Well, yeah. But did they have Rudolph? And did they all dance to the orb while the fireworks were going off? I don't think so.
Did they have a bloke in a red shiny suit?
Who was that?
It was a fella in
a random bloke with a red shiny suit.
Santa Claus.
No, it's another one next to him, a big, tall, skinny dude.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who he is. Mayor wasn't as good as ours.
And they had the Lord Mayor look like Dog Tanyan in that hat.
And the musker hound. And the musker mares.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're on at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills is on at 4. Zane Lowe tonight. He's live on tour this week.
In new music, we trust. Radio 1.
So Monday night was who?
Kings of Leon, right, at Brookes University in Oxford. Last night was Southampton University and... Shave.
Razorlight.
Okay, Razorlight.
Shave-a-light.
Do that mime again. So that's razoring and then click.
No, that was... It's light, so it's going up in the air.
Oh, I thought you were doing razor, then pulling a little string like a bathroom light.
That's exactly what I was doing, yes.
We should do more charades on this show, shouldn't we?
We should.
Okay, all right, so tickets to give away to see...
Dizzy.
Yeah, wobbly, no. Dizzy.
Dizzy Del Winton.
Graham Norton.
How do you do Rascal?
Rascal Simons sounds like...
Actually, no, do you know what? I just call him Dizzy.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Anyway, he's at Roadmenders tonight in Northampton.
If you want to go see Dizzy Rascal tonight, you've got to be able to get your ass to Northampton for this evening's live set. You've got to be a big Dizzy fan. Give Alan a ring now. 08700 100 100. We're just going to choose one line. If you're a proper fan, we'll give you a pair of tickets to see Dizzy Rascal. It's all part of the In New Music We Trust tour. Rolls off the tongue, that title, doesn't it? Alan's on the phones now. 08700 100 100. See Dizzy Rascal with Zane Lowe tonight from 7 o'clock. Check out now. Okay, so Will Young brought in the Band Aid 20 record the other week for us. Was it week last Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got to be honest, first time I heard it, I thought, it's really poor, isn't it? But the thing is, it's not going to be, it's never going to be the same as the original, obviously. And for those of you who remember the original, it's not going to be as good. However, I've heard it about 6-7 times now, and it's really growing on me.
I'm amazed that anybody was surprised by it, actually. I mean, the amount of people that kind of said, oh, what do you think? What do you think? It's not what I thought. And I think it's exactly what I thought, bar the Dizzy Rascal rap in the middle. It was...
Which, by the way, I think is all right.
Do you?
Yeah. I know a lot of people are slagging it. I think the Dizzy Rascal bit works. I think it's okay. I just don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I could have taken it or leave it, really.
Really?
Mm.
I'll chop it out for you. We'll give you a radio edit. Dizzy free. I think so. Seriously, I think it works. And when it all kind of kicks in at the end, where it all builds up with the guitars and the drums, I like that. I think it's good. So for those of you who haven't yet heard it, or for those of you who heard it already, you must go out and buy at least 2 copies of this. I don't care whether you like it or not. We just want your money, so buy 2 copies. Band Aid 20, Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need.
Text message then. Who plays the drums on Band Aid 20?
Don't know.
It's a man out of Supergrass.
Oh, Danny Goffey.
Correct. Somebody texted in a really sick text message. I'm really, really, really tempted to read out his phone number. And if I was to read out what the text message said, you would be absolutely appalled. But you're banned now from texting Radio 1, and none of your texts will ever, ever be seen on our computer screens ever again. Somebody said a text in, they're trying to make a point, I think, that they it's grown on them and they like it, and they went, I'm in my car with the heater turned up full, and I'm listening to this, and it's giving me goosebumps. And I'm like, I don't get the relevance of the heater. What, are you saying it doesn't work? Are you cold? You like the record, but you're chilly? What, I don't understand, the record gives you goosebumps? What's that? I think that's what they were trying to say.
I don't know.
It's ridiculously cold out there at the moment.
What, today? It's not, it's very mild.
It's freezing outside.
It's not.
Go outside, it's freezing.
I came outside this morning.
Go outside, stand outside now for 5 minutes. It's cold out there, I'm telling you. Yeah. Freezing weather. It's Christmas weather, that's what it is. I haven't even started Christmas shopping yet.
I don't start until about the 20th of December.
24th, you. Driving to see your loved ones, hoping there's a 24-hour garage on the way there. That's you.
No, I've already got the wife's present, actually.
Present? Oh, less than a big spender.
No, I mean a main present. I'll get her some, you know, tat for the opening on
Everlasting Rose
Christmas Day. But I've got a main present already.
There you go, Emma Love. Tat for Christmas.
No, but you know what
Nothing
I mean.
Changes.
You know how you get, like, little bits and stuff? You know, bits and bobs to open, socks and scarves and things like that.
The stuff you clip around the office during the year.
Yeah.
And put in your bottom drawer.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? We've got to send those six advent calendars. That's going to be one of my presents. In fact, Will, Dave, Rachel, Alan, Dominic, Carrie. Congratulations, everybody. Merry Christmas.
I'll get one of those sort of box set things from the body shop or someone, you know?
You're rubbish.
Yeah, I don't want one of those again, Dave.
I'm not getting it for you.
Right, okay.
I was talking about for my loved one.
That's brilliant. What did you get for me last year?
From you?
No, what did you give me?
Don't know.
Was it an apple or an orange?
No, you keep dining out on this story. That was in about 1997 I gave you an orange.
What did I give you for Christmas last year? I gave you all brilliant presents.
Oh, you gave me a projectile clock. No, not projectile.
Hello?
That's the wrong word. Projector clock, which projects the time onto the wall.
Yeah, do you use it still?
I use it every day.
There you go.
Gets me up in the morning.
Yeah, well, you're easily pleased. Congratulations to Nick Kenway from Northampton. You are designs graphics to go on the side of cars. Well, he'll be designing a great night tonight when you go see Dizzy Rascal, courtesy of Radio One.
One life.
Right, Antonia's just come down. She's in charge of the whole, I was going to say she's in charge of the bullying campaign, but that wouldn't come out wrong. The anti-bullying campaign that we're doing. And you may have seen Wayne Rooney or Rio Ferdinand or Lamar or a whole host of people been wearing these blue wristbands. They kind of look like the thing where you look like you've lost your locker key for your swimming baths. Basically, it's an anti-bullying campaign, which you might have just heard us mention there a few seconds ago. You can get one of these wristbands from Radio 1 online. Now, lots of people texting going, no, they've all run out, they've all run out. We just got another 150,000 of these made up. And they're going down extremely well. So just go to the website at any point today, and you'll see it on the main page of Radio 1. There's lots of... Who is it? Somebody was wearing it on the front page. Well, I can't remember. Somebody's wearing it.
I think there's a picture of Thierry Henry, actually, in one. The new Arsenal
currently brand. It's Johnny Vegas. God love him, wearing one. So if you want one, you're going to start seeing people, if you haven't already, wearing these wristbands all over the place. Go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on One Life and beat the bullies. BBC Radio 1. News beat. YouTube play next after Dominic reads the news. It's 8:31.
And our main story this morning is a child. Almost exactly 8:36.
Good to see you get the junctions right, finally. We've been reading that all morning. Dominic Divvy Bird!
Junction 2.
Stephen Gerrard was wearing one of these blue wristbands last night,
so I believe.
Oh, Stevie Gerrard. Wow. Where are you now in that table? Third?
Third, yeah. We need to beat Olympiacos by 2 goals.
Can you do that?
I hope so. Doubtful.
Right, okay.
Well, bit of a problem with the lack of strikers, I think.
We don't have a striker.
Can you not borrow one?
Well, I think we should do, yeah, in the interest of fairness.
No, do you want to borrow Brian Dean?
No, I think we'll have a striker.
Michael Ricketts?
Yeah, any of those would be great.
Right, okay. What's wrong with you?
Brian Dean's on form, actually. Yeah, we'll have him.
Okay, we'll swap you.
Okay, who do you want?
Stephen Gerrard.
Okay, it's never going to happen.
Right.
You watch this. Like for like, you've got to have a striker. What about Sinema Pongole? He's quite good, isn't he?
I don't know.
You can have him.
No, we love our Brian Dean. He's not going anywhere. He's still confused. Still trying to get out of the net for that goal he scored the other day. Can't get himself off the ground. I've got the energy. What were you moaning about anyway?
Nothing, you watch. That'll be the next thing, though. Liverpool will be asking for special dispensation to sign a striker. They're cropped.
Dave, don't be so bitter.
We've only got one striker.
So?
Will Meller, that's it.
Get on with it.
Will Meller? Is he playing for you guys
Neil
now?
Will Meller.
After Abermadia 2? Listen, you know, you got to love all teams, Dave.
They've got a striker. Get on with it.
What do you say to that, Dominic?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That told you, Dave. Right, I'm going to play you two in a second. For Dominic, who's the only person in the world who hasn't seen them live so far this year.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. and Black Eyed Peas and Robbie Williams and Dave's Tedious Link all coming up. What jingle would you like, Dominic? You can choose.
I'd like anyone that mentions your name.
Right. You're in luck, my friend. Listen.
We're heading to the end of Alpha's here in the morning. We've added lots of listeners and stopped Great Britain snoring. 7 million people tune in daily, which is great. Now go and tell all of your friends, let's get it up to eight.
Stand by. Mentions it now.
The Chris Moyle Show. Yes. National Radio 1.
Turn it up there, Captain Horace.
Do you like this, Will?
I love it!
Shut up, Will! You stupid grey-haired old man!
Hey! Black Eyed Peas at Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show is featured in Top of the Pops magazine.
Can I just say, by the way, Andy Peters told me off for playing the old theme tune the other day.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Why?
What are you playing the old theme tune for? Oh, I'm sorry, I'll play the current theme tune. Which is an old theme tune. No, because he's like, he says I should play the current one.
So you're ignoring him then?
Yeah, because I'm that hard.
You're not scared of Andy Peters, are you?
No way. Give over. There's no way I'm scared of Andy Peters. He did the broom cupboard. Him there. All right, I'll play the new one. On tonight's Top of the Pops, Robbie Williams sings a song. Plus, the boys from Blue do something. And I'll tell you all the music news that's happening. That's all on tonight's Top of the Pops. Oh, dear me. That's banned off the show. By the way, he said to me the other day, the reason he hasn't asked you to do it is because he just officially find you ugly. So, there you go. You're on the list of ugly radio and DJs not allowed to do Top of the Pops. How does that feel, Dave? Embarrassing?
The one that you're always on for years and years.
Ain't on it anymore, though, son. If that was the case, I'm not on it now. Apparently, you're the first name on the list.
Really?
Yeah, behind, you're the first name on the list.
They're taking you off the list, though, because they know that if they put you on there, that you'd talk about the show.
The thing you'll find, that they've asked me to be on Top of the Pops because I'm wicked.
It's a promotional
and down program. With the flavours of the street. And you're just jealous. If you want to get your tickets for the audience.
What, Friday?
Yeah.
Where am I on Friday?
I'm at Top of the Pops.
I think I'm doing something on Friday. I can't think where I am. Anyway.
Get you onto the Pops bar.
I've been in there before. £3.50 for a beer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Will yeah. Go. Yeah.
It's a rip-off in there.
I don't know. I never buy.
But if you got two floors to the BBC bar,
yeah,
to sensibly have one drink,
right,
it's much cheaper in the real big bar. Don't go to Top Pops bar.
There you go.
Should be free in there, really.
I thought so. That's one of the reasons I went. I thought it was going to be free ale.
Listen, the BBC isn't there just to provide you lot with drinks, you know.
David only had one bottle each, obviously.
Yeah, because what you were buying?
No, because we were drinking sensibly.
Right, I went to the bar to get me and Willoughby. £7 it was.
Yeah.
You should have got one of the free ones.
Well, I didn't know where they were.
I'm going to ask. I'll give a little wink to the barman.
Wink.
Stop it.
You don't just say it to him. I can have two bottles of beer, please. Wink.
That's the radio version.
I'm sorry, we don't serve that type of love, yeah. So I've never heard of it.
Winking doesn't work on the radio, does it?
Say it.
It's your last few days to get the current issue in Top of the Pops magazine. It's the one with the girls lying on the front cover in their pyjamas. And inside you will find a fantastic double-sided poster with McFly on one side and us on the other. And we wanted to get your poster of us and stick it on the wall, take a photo of it and send it in to us. So far, 6 photos have come in. We really are proud of ourselves.
Rip it out. Actually, no, there's a cut along dotted line, isn't
there?
Yeah,
there is.
The photo. Cut it out, as it says, and then stick it on the front window of your house or flat or taxi or somewhere like that.
The editor of Top of the Pops magazine is very, very pleased with our poster.
Why, because we've now got 6.
Well, no, because seriously, they're selling like hotcakes.
Is it?
Yeah. Like selling like hotcakes at Weight Watchers.
So on the back of McFly, are we facing many a teenage bedroom wall?
No. I believe that more people have got McFly facing the wall and us shining out in towards the bedrooms. And we got a message from the editor at Top of the Pops. You want to hear that?
Yep.
Hi, Chris. It's Karina Sheffer at Top of the Pops magazine.
She's been sucking helium. That's not her voice, is it?
Maybe I'll speed her up.
Hi, Chris. It's the editor at Top of the Pops. I just want to say that...
Oh, hang on.
Posters are coming there, Vero.
Sorry, that'll be us.
What's she saying?
Okay.
Hi, Chris. It's Karina Sheffer at Top of the Pops magazine. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say it was great fun at the shoot we did with you and the team. And
yeah, do you know she wasn't there? Even bother turning up.
You made fantastic poster pin-ups.
Yep.
We're definitely going to have to think up some more interesting ways of including you all in the magazine in the future.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have any confirmed figures yet, but early indications are extremely positive.
Yeah.
So, thanks once again. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Brilliant. That's great news, isn't
great
it?
Indeed. Yeah.
Mm. So, they don't have any
figures or any idea what they're going to do with us next, but all around it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, thank you very much for allowing us to be in our magazine, and we hope that you've sold lots of copies.
Lovely.
On tonight's Top of the Pops.
Is that still Lindsay doing the voice?
Yeah.
I used to work with him.
Eh?
I used to work with Lindsay.
I answer, no? So Friday night then, Top of the Pops, you've got to watch. Back on BBC One on Friday night.
And, are you on again this week?
What?
Are you on again this week?
I couldn't put yes.
What are you thinking of this week?
What?
Oh, I know why. Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, there's a big announcement. No, we can say it.
No.
There's a big announcement.
No, because last week I wasn't allowed to mention Eminem.
What, when he did HMS Belfast?
Yeah. And,
yeah, but you did say he was on a boat on the river. I mean, you know, I mean, you didn't give the actual ship, but you gave everything bar.
But this week, I'm not allowed to mention that we're going on to do a big announcement about a gig.
What gig?
Shush.
Can't tell you. You're going to watch Pop on the Tops.
No, listen to us on Friday morning.
Are we going to announce it then?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
So is this what they call...
Oh, does that mean we get Fernan to sit on my lap?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, get Richie.
Oh, cheers. No, you're not... I'm not really...
Is this what they call the pre-tease?
Yeah, it's a pre-tease. It's,
right.
So watch Top of the Pops on Friday night to see your favourite DJ, Chris Moyles, without Ugly Dave. That's Top of the Pops, Friday at 7:30 on BBC One.
Thank you. Robbie's going to be on Friday night.
Is he?
Yes, Mr. Williams. 8:52, rock DJ.
You with the floor show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high.
Friday night, Top of the Pops. Join me, Eminem, Robbie Williams, Girls Aloud, oh yes. What a lineup. There's Girls Aloud, girls, better keep them hands off me.
I think they'll manage.
They? You joke, but the other... Sarah, she's now taken over as the new Cheryl. She flirting with me the other night, like you wouldn't believe.
Was she?
Yeah.
Was that a Children in Need?
Yes. And now that Cheryl's single, I think she's after a bit of Moyles-y. She's a chubby chaser. She's been out with the football an hour, so she's had that, you know... physical perfection thing going on. Now she wants something she can grab hold of.
There's a programme on tonight, actually, about chubby chasers I saw advertised.
Really? Is your lass on it?
No.
Right.
No.
Yours is, though.
It's about men who like fat women.
Yeah.
And like, the fella on there goes, I like me women like buses. Not as in regular, as in the size of.
That wasn't the gag I was thinking of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a good gag for that, yeah.
Not on the air.
Is it about paying?
No, it's not. It's about waiting for one and then two at once.
Oh, what I was going to do, you have to pay to get on.
Yeah, room for one more on top. You've got no more room on top, love, fatty.
There you go, Chubby Chasers, a documentary following men who adore big, beautiful women, including 26-year-old Tony Martin, who travelled to America in search of his ideal partner.
Oh, there's loads of fat women over there,
ITV
that's why.
One.
But then there's a lot of women who like a chubby man.
Are there?
Yeah, and fit women as well. Not, you know, not like the troglodyte, you know, monsters that you normally see. Mm. But there's some, you know, attractive women out there who like a man with a bit of meat on him. If you are one of them women, send us a photo and a CV too.
Name them.
What?
Name them.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, he must, you know.
There'll be chubby chasers out there who are good looking.
You've done all right.
There's someone for everybody out there, you know.
Absolutely,
Will, you know. I mean,
right.
There's no.
With the exception of yourself, Will.
Thanks.
You know, that women fancy all types, just not your type. It's generally how it works. Oh, here comes Alice.
Here he comes.
Is he coming in?
Talking to somebody for everybody.
Oh, God's sake.
I like fab people, I do.
We found a celebrity fan of Will's yesterday.
Get a lot. Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
Actually, can we do this as a guess who?
Yeah, you can.
I have no idea. Well, we can't do it now, obviously.
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, I don't think Dom and Carrie do. We
can we
get
do
them
it as
in.
Guess who after nine?
Yes. We'll do it in
half time.
In Rumble. Mm. Randall. You'd be amazed when you find out.
So, Will, you have no idea then either. Is that right?
No, Will knows.
Oh, is it that one from yesterday? That's
yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because you had a very serious face on. I thought maybe something had happened.
Lisa Riley.
No. Good.
You're not Lisa Riley?
No, not really. No, I mean, she's a lovely girl and all.
Is it Janet Street Porter?
No.
She's a big fan of yours.
You're scary with them teeth, wouldn't you?
She wants to get her teeth into you.
Imagine that.
Well,
imagine what?
Two of them.
Imagine that.
What?
Oh, dear.
No, I can't.
No, don't.
I think he's really sexy, Will. He's gorgeous, he is. Yeah, same can't be said about you, love.
Talk clean
to me,
Janet.
Like you've been chasing parked cars.
Talk clean to me, Janet.
Oh, dear. Do you know some girls can wear too much makeup? You can't wear enough, love.
Teeth like Red Rum, ain't you?
We've all got the right to be ugly, but she's just abusing the privilege. Etc, etc. You gotta love it. She can't hear us, she's in the bloody jungle. Right, Tedious Link, Dave, you ready?
Yeah.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link track from yesterday's Tedious Link track?
Nightcrawlers, push the feeling on. The nightcrawlers, rather, is a term that could be applied to babies that go sleepwalking. Mm. Sleepwalking can be dangerous if you own a swimming pool. Swimming pools need to be filtered, as does coffee. Coffee is produced on a large scale in Colombia. Colombia is both attracted by Oasis and the name of a former space shuttle. If you add the word cock to shuttle, you get shuttlecock, which is crucial in the sport of badminton. Badminton is played on a court. Caught by the Fuzz was an early hit for Supergrass. Grass is grown from seed. A seed of a different type is what you might find at Wimbledon. Wimbledon is home to the Wombles, the most famous of whom was probably Uncle Bulgaria. Bulgaria has a capital called Sofia. Sophia Loren is a famous actress from Hollywood history. History, or more precisely, general history, is a massive subject which takes in everything from the Romans to the Stone Age. And during the Stone Age, although life was very primitive, somebody must have been in charge, and the male leaders must have been regarded as the kings of the Stone Age,
right,
while their female companions must have been known as the Queens of the Stone Age,
right,
which links us predictably to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is the Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. No one knows.
You're kidding. I thought it was going to be the Kings of the Stone Age wives.
No.
Right, okay, fair enough. Top record, Queens of the Stone Age, no one knows. Seamless Link?
Yep.
That means no.
I think it was.
Yeah, why the funny face?
Well, because a few people don't think it was seamless, but I think it was, having reassessed it.
Yeah?
Hmm.
So what were the problems?
There weren't really any. I was, no, pretty much there, I think.
Yeah?
Hmm. Well, have you found any problems?
Well,
there's some debate over the fact that babies that go sleepwalking are night crawlers. Because babies can't sleepwalk.
Well,
because they're in a cage thing, you know, like a cot.
Well, no, but if they weren't in a cot and they decided to go crawling along the floor in their sleep, they'd be night crawlers. Fact.
Dave wins. What goes on in your head? Have you ever had your head tested?
No.
Just to see, you know, see maybe if you're a little bit skitsy or a bit, you know, mad.
No.
Right.
Why, do you think I should?
Yeah. In a word. Alan did.
And?
And he's fine.
You probably did as well, didn't you?
No, Alan went to a doctor to find out if you were a bit, you know, skitsy. And the doctor said yes, but from what you told me, Dave sounds a bit skitsy. So there you are.
I'm only joking, I don't know where that came from.
Don't mind.
We're still on the air. Right, yeah. Good. What should we do for the Ramble tune?
Are we gonna play Guess Who though in Ramble?
Yeah.
Okay, but you just need a piece of music to get us in there.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Ace of Spades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
What, Hayseed?
Yeah. It's all time on the show, it's a bit where Dave's about to say,
let's get ready to run.
say. I'll share your greed. The only card I need is the ace of spades. The ace of spades, alright. Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all the same to me. Seven or 11, snake eyes watching you. Devil's takes your split, the ace of spades, the ace of spades, alright.
Alright, Alan, the story is yours.
Okay, we found out yesterday that there is a celebrity person who fancies Will. We were all shocked at the news, but a bit of research and it turns out it could be true. So, let's play a game of Guess Who and find out who is Will's celebrity date.
Who is Will's celebrity date?
Hello.
Who's playing? Dave?
No, I was sorry.
Hello?
Dom?
I was just...
Dave is.
I was just...
Who is the celebrity date?
I was just checking that the echo was off, because normally it's like Dave in a cave time, but
okay,
you
try
it
then.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
And Will, you know, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, so go for the first question.
Is it a man?
No.
Excellent. Is it a woman?
No, it's...
Oh, well, it's my turn.
Oh. You got it wrong, Dom. It always moves on.
Sorry. Hang on, who's playing it? Do you know Chris?
Yes, I know.
So it's just me and Dom?
Yes.
Alright. Do you want Carrie?
No, that's all right, just do it.
Just carry, okay.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is this woman from the world of television?
No.
Although has done television.
Right.
Is she from the field of music?
Yes.
Has done television.
Has done television as well. Is she as famous for music as she is for television and vice versa?
I don't understand the vice versa bit.
Is she more famous for music?
Yes.
Is she currently in the chart?
No.
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 Okay.
Is she or has she been a member of a band or is she a solo artiste?
You asked two questions.
Yeah, you can't. It's a yes or no answer.
Was she in a band?
Yes.
Is she now a solo artist?
Yes.
Is she English?
Yes.
She born in England?
Yes. Yes.
Is she below the age of 30?
No.
Was she in... I think I know who it is. Was she in a very successful band?
How would you know this? Okay,
I
yes.
I usually have a hunch and an inkling.
In other words, someone's told you.
Oh, yeah, some cream for that.
Is it Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah!
I was going to say Cheryl Baker.
What, from Bucks Fizz?
Mm.
Right.
Jerry Halliwell fancies you.
Jerry...
See, now, can I just say, I don't think she fancies him.
You don't?
No. Not at all. Unless she's completely deranged.
Chris, if you're going to spread gossip, you've got to kind of build
I'm not
it up
spreading
a
any.
Bit.
Well, okay, fine.
So,
well, I don't want to get involved.
Okay, well, she flirted with Will when she came in.
No, she... When?
When was it, Will?
She came in with her new single to Wes.
She didn't flirt with Will.
She did flirt with Will.
No, she didn't. She's not that desperate.
She's not desperate. Will's a attractive.
No, he's
man.
Not. He looks like pilled down man with grey hair.
Well, there was 800 gay people yesterday who fancied him, and there's Jerry Halliwell who fancied him. So some people clearly fancy him.
Had a busy day yesterday.
Jerry Halliwell does not fancy Will.
Okay, well, she flirted with him. Maybe it was for career, I don't know, but she...
She's listening now to this. She'll be vomiting all over if she's eating anything.
That's harsh.
She'll be vomiting.
It's like everything, Alan. You know, when people have a single or a movie to promote,
yeah.
It's amazing how they can find certain people attraction.
She didn't flirt with me.
Well, there you go. So go on, so your justification for Jerry fancying Will is the following.
Well, there's two stories. First of all, she came into Radio 1 and flirted with Will.
She didn't flirt.
But just in case she flirted with everybody, we reserve judgment. But she doesn't, because she then came into Radio 1 again a few days ago, and when she met the person at Radio 1, she said, there was a guy here with, you know, silvery hair, and I, you know, really liked him. Is he around? And they were like, who is that? And they went through a few names until they got to Will. That's him, that's Will. So she was even asking after Will.
She probably likes older men, you know, sees you. A kind of father figure.
Is he?
He's not that much older than
her. I was going to say, you're not, are you?
Well, she's got to be pushing 40 now.
No, she's 32.
Do what?
32.
Yeah, right.
Did she try and touch
you? What, waist?
I don't know. Will, did she try and touch you?
No, she didn't, no.
Well, she just flirted, so there you go. I was quite impressed with the story.
Would you?
Well, I don't know, really.
Is she a Mylene?
Sorry, can you drop the music and then we can use Newsbeat sort of...
Can you incorporate the question into the answer, please? Yeah. If Jerry were to fancy you, how would that make you feel?
I'd be very, very flattered.
Can you incorporate... No,
I'm going to. Right, give me half a chance. Right. I'm a professional.
Who's he?
In three, two, one, go.
I'd be very, very flattered if Jerry Halliwell fancied me.
Right,
okay. It has to be a bit longer so we can Newsbeat clips are usually about 12 seconds.
12 seconds?
Ish. Yeah. So,
okay. So, would you ever consider dating Jerry Halliwell?
Would I ever consider dating Jerry Halliwell? Yeah. Edit that.
Well, you can't even edit that.
It's a hard D there.
But best to start again.
Oh, rubbish. Do a question again, I can't get into it.
Jesus help me, God, I'm in heaven.
Will, do you fancy Jerry Halliwell?
I think the question, Dominic, is whether Jerry Halliwell fancies me.
Yeah, that's not an answer. That's just repeating a question. Do you fancy Jerry Halliwell, Will? This is for the news. It's important.
I'm doing my politician thing and avoiding the question.
Get on with it.
Oh. What you doing?
No.
Hey, after 6 pints of Stella before you fall asleep on the night train to Portsmouth.
Why, Will?
Sorry?
I believe we can cross over now via satellite to Jerry Halliwell. Jerry, how are you feeling?
Help me, please!
Well, there you go.
Can I say a hello?
What, to Jerry?
No.
Oh, she's going to love you now.
Well, don't say hello to me, I'm here.
I would like to say hello to
Jerry. Jerry, how do you feel? Imagine you and Will in bed together.
Oh my God!
She's going to vomit.
What do you want to say? I want to say hello to Rachel, who's at home listening to this. She's not very well. So, hello, Rachel, and get well soon. We miss you.
Gives a whole new meaning to Bush Tucker Trial, doesn't it?
Pardon, Rachel?
Rachel's ill in bed.
What?
Don't be nasty.
going back to the previous...
What are you about?
Friar took in trials. I don't know.
Well, I was being touching and nice then, and you just rode all over it.
Oh, blimey. Get well soon, Rachel, is what we're trying to say.
I don't understand where you went with that.
Nothing, just move on now.
Okay, let me clear this up. Jerry Halliwell doesn't fancy Will, right? If you get Jerry saying on the record that she fancies Will, I'll take it all back.
Fine, I'll get that.
Right.
Yeah.
However, I'll play her record on the air and promote it if she fully admits that she doesn't fancy Will and finds him, quote, repulsive and slimy.
Cheers for that.
A play of her single on The Breakfast Show, 8:15.
Prime time.
With a mention of the release date. If you get audio from Jerry saying, I definitely do not fancy Will Kinder, I find him, what was the word? Revolting and...
Slimy.
Repulsive and slimy.
Repulsive and slimy. There you go.
Thank you.
Get well soon, Rachel, as well.
Oh, yeah, her. Okay.
Chris, Dave, Will and Alan. Sexy radio for a sexy generation.
Rachel, he made us play all these jingles because he said if you're off the show, then you're nobody. That's what he said, isn't it?
You snooze, you lose.
That's right. Use it or lose it, sister. Rachel!
Can't do it now.
Yes, you can.
All right, ready? I haven't written it down.
The lines are open now for car park catchphrase.
The lines are open now for car park catchphrase. Oh, 08700 100 100. You have to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
I said her from the city, so her got to be witty, witty.
Oh, my God!
She said
him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky.
Guys, I'm not happy! Help me. It's stuck on the... Help me, please!
You're gonna push the trolley along there, just like you're in the supermarket, okay?
Help me, please!
Think of all the times you walked on me. The teardrops came to set me free.
I'm Jerry Halliwell, and I find Will repulsive and slimy. And here's my new record.
Look forward to that audio.
I know Will, and I fancy him. Joe from Woking.
Morning, Joe.
Apparently that's Nick's Fit X.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know who that is?
Mm.
who's... Whoa. Is that a fella?
Yeah.
Is it?
No. I don't know anybody called Joe.
Yeah, why are you nodding?
No, it's just coming on the text there, look.
I know, I can see it, for all its glory, before I can erase it.
Nick's Fit X. I always got a high opinion of herself as well. Maybe that's why she's an X, Big Ed. Who's Joe?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. Some random from Woking.
Some random?
Everybody thinks they know me in Woking.
I love to be known as a random.
So you don't know Joe?
I don't know Joe, no.
Oh, Joe, give us, let's ring him, ring him up. See if you recognise the voice. Shall we?
Good luck, everybody.
Do you not think we should? Why? Is that a bad idea? Really? It's Mark in Southampton, isn't it?
It is Mark.
Isn't it? Yeah. From yesterday's show.
No, he is a fella, actually. Nice guy.
Say Nick's FedEx. Say Quick FedEx.
Hey. Apparently, I have a message from Joe Wiley.
Do you?
Yeah.
Saying what?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
Well, play it then.
But it's to do with Keane, I believe. So, you're talking about Jerry Halliwell fancying you. Joe Wiley fancies me. I'm telling you.
Do you think?
She's a chubby chaser. She's on that show tonight. Hi, I'm Joe Wiley. I'm 31. And I'm a chubby chaser. I've been chasing chubbies now for about 10 years. I just love their cuddly bellies. And Chris Moyles, oh boy, does he do it for me. That's a transcript I'm
quote
there from the show. Yeah, boy oh boy, does he do it for me. Joe?
Hey, beautiful boy, it's Joe here. I'm over at the world-famous Maid of Ale Studios for a real one-off. Mm. A special event. Keane are going to be playing a few songs live in front of a tiny audience.
Yes.
20 tops, yourself included.
Yes.
So that's Keane, live from Maid of Ale from 10 o'clock this morning. See you then.
Mm. This is the last time that I will say these words.
I'll be there later on this morning in Maid of Vale. Joe Wiley Show, 10 o'clock this morning. Keane playing live. So I didn't see I'm a Celebrity last night.
Help me, please!
Oh, Natalie. I'll help you, my darling. I missed it last night. Did you see it, Dominic? Because you normally watch it.
I watched a little bit of it, yes.
Right.
Janet Street Porter was on form.
Well, I've got all these clips, but because I didn't watch it, I've no idea what the relevance is to her saying,
I didn't get to where I am today by being feeble.
She had a bit of a row with Brian Harvey.
About vegetables?
About food generally. Brian Harvey was moaning a little bit because there wasn't enough to eat.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, along the lines of, don't be so silly.
But he explained it very well, though.
The thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
Yeah, I like that.
Can I just say, that's one of my fantasies, is people behind bushes slipping me pizza as I walk down the road, you know what I mean? I'd love that.
In garden areas.
Yeah.
The thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
He doesn't eat rice, you see.
Do you know what? Brian Harvey's a nice fella.
Mm.
He is.
He comes over as a nice guy, I think.
Hmm. I saw him interviewed for a Robbie Williams documentary on the BBC, and there were those pictures in the newspaper of him and Rod Stewart sex. You know, remember them?
Yep. Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, and he's gone, oh, I read the paper, and I'm like, oh, he's having a right pose-up. Look at him, he's having a right pose-up. He's having a right pose-up. I've never heard it said like that before, Brian.
The thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
No, I've never heard it said like that either. But help me, please! So is it going well, though?
Yeah, all right, I think.
Yeah? How's that Burrell getting on?
He was a bit,
slimy?
What's the word?
Irritable.
Argumentative on the
right,
first
okay.
on the first date.
He's made friends, though, with Joe Pasquale, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Those two are big buddies now.
Has Joe Pasquale sung his song yet?
Nope.
All right, okay. Looking forward to that. You're towing these, by the way. Yeah. Beds of money.
I thought Janet Street Porter, though, was very impressive on her trial last night. The snakes.
9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got a really hard bush tucker challenge next week. Yeah, she's got to brush all her teeth in 30 seconds. That's going to be really difficult, that one.
Thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
Gotta love that. Listen, are you going to come down to Keane then at Maid of Vale?
I can't, unfortunately.
Why?
I'll tell you after the news.
Really excited. If you're a Keane fan, you're going to love it. 10 o'clock this morning from Maid of Vale, our BBC studios in Maid of Vale in London. They're called the Maid of Vale Studios, by the way, because it's in
Maid of Vale.
Right.
Joe Wiley and Keane all live together. It's going to be a great show. Right, coming up next, Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten, after some news with Dominic, some sport with Carrie. It's 9:30.
Social services investigate after a couple starved their children.
And Sir Alex celebrates 1,000 games with a win, but Liverpool's European dreams hang in the balance.
And the weather again, please.
Still a bit rainy in the north, dry but dull in the south.
He didn't say that before, did he?
No, you said but dry, but dull.
Yeah, I added an extra but.
Well, there you go. It's time to play a great game we all love to play. It's called I've Got Alan's Phone. Right. So, do you want inbox messages or sent messages?
Don't do this, Chris.
What do you fancy?
You could ruin relationships, friendships, work, colleagues.
What do you fancy? In or out? Okay, outbox sent messages. Rachel Jones.
No!
When do
no!
You,
no!
When will you come no! back? Will is getting on my nerves.
Really?
Yep. Fergus Dudley. Can you do something about Will? He's getting on my nerves.
Chris, hand
Jocelyn,
back, please.
Careful when you come in this morning. Will is very irritable and getting on people's nerves.
Oh, really?
So many about you. This is all very weird. Do you remember writing that
the
one?
The texters don't like this. They say it's dull and boring. Can I have the phone?
Do you know that one? You're ringing.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Answer.
Hello, I'm busy. Bugger off. There we go.
Thanks, Mrs. Jones.
Sorry, Mum.
Hey, Mum.
Oh, where were we? Right, sorry, okay, right. Should we go to the inbox? Should we check that now? Oh, see ya.
What's that?
Just looking at some of these things you've been sent. No, it's all right.
Are they okay?
Yeah, what?
Are they okay? I can't remember what's on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, do you know what I think we should have a look at? Gallery. Video messages.
No.
Good Lord, is that Jerry Halliwell? Look at that. You're lucky it's frozen on me.
Thank God for that.
Anybody would think you had something to hide, Alan.
Well, I have a private life that I keep, you know, separate from the show.
You don't normally. Ah, gallery, I'm in. Opening files. Do you have video messages in here?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Video messages.
Okay. Someone keeps ringing you three times, by the way. They're being very
I think it's friends trying to save me in this link.
Yeah, well, save them. Tell them to get lost. We're on the air here, trying to open your files. Oh, it's not working. I'll do yours instead, Dom, shall I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go see what's it. In your phone. No, I'm only joking. I haven't got your phone. Do you know what? You're really lucky. It's your gallery. You've obviously got so many pictures, it's not opening.
Is it frozen?
Yeah. There you go. You can have your phone back. There you go.
Thank you.
Normally such a great game. Look at his face. Look at the face on him.
It's just so dynamite, that.
What?
You could ruin
Miss Dynamite? She's been texting you?
Got Andy Parfit texting me. I don't want things like that going on air.
You're just making that up. Let me ask you a question. Would that have been alright, that one?
That probably would have been okay, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, oh, lovely. Look at his face. The thing is, there's never anything in there worth reading. Read some out to us. Or would you rather not?
One from Rachel.
Yes. Saying?
Will's crap, get him off.
Okay, there you go.
So to speak. Off the show, she meant.
9:38 at Radio 1. Joe Whiteley and Keane on Radio 1 in 22 minutes.
Right.
On Radio 1.
I am unwritten.
Radio 1.
Can't read my mind.
Well, let's open an advent calendar already because it's a greedy, slimy pig. How many days have you opened, you fat pig? Yeah. Let's have a look. This is one of those special November advent calendars where you're allowed to open all the days.
Mm.
So, what day is it today? 24th? Right. Let's have a look. Oh, it's a big one. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like double the size. Check that out.
Mm.
Do you have some advent calendar chocolate?
Yes, please.
What date do you want?
I will have Christmas Eve, please.
I'll just have Christmas Eve.
Ah. I will have the 14th of December.
14th of December.
Good choice, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's chocolate. It's chocolate.
There you go, catch. Anybody else, Carrie?
No, you should be on a diet.
No, what's that for?
That's really horrible.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you like some chocolate?
No.
I wouldn't. I don't blame you, love. Not with those hips. Oh, it's just a joke. I'm only joking. You're on two pieces, she's telling me now. Josh, do you want any chocolate?
Yes, please.
Man, I think you should have some, right? Alan?
Yes, please.
No, you can't. Well, not with your fat ass.
Go on, Roy. It's time for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Alan not clapping there. Obviously too big for the show now to clap.
No, it's the first time I've missed a clap. Can I do it again?
No. We're going to get one chance for the clap. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very well. How are you?
I have to say, Alan's getting above his station.
Roy. Isn't he just? He is. He's getting very irritating, isn't he?
Roy, that's not very nice. I've always got such nice things to say about you.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, apparently, you were really quite a lot of fun this weekend.
Well, that's not very nice.
You're out with Will getting drunk.
Shut up.
Fine.
Just watch your mouth, fatty.
Anyway, you look very nice today, Roy.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing, Mr. Moyles.
Oh, this is just some old thing that I put on.
Your hair looks nice today, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you're very nice as well. You're a top presenter and a lovely fella.
Thank you, Chris. You're looking quite dashing yourself in that outfit.
Oh, stop it now, please. You just... Oh, dear. I won't say any more flattering things about you.
Oh, go on, then, if you must.
All right, you're also fairly cheap, because we wanted to get the... doesn't matter. Morning to Dominic.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You wouldn't believe what I did yesterday, Roy. No, you wouldn't. I stuck a spoon in my eye. Yeah?
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. No, I stuck a spoon in my eye.
I wouldn't do that if you paid me.
As opposed to, you know, I put a spoon in my eye.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Right, you're not going to say, are you? Fine.
Do you want to say hello to him, Dave?
No.
Will, do you want to say hello to Roy Walker?
No.
Do you want to say hello to any of those?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Right.
Thank you. Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Daniel and I'm from Perth.
Yay! Where are you from?
Perth, Australia.
Perth, Australia?
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives there.
He's probably a good guy.
Hey, he's probably a good guy.
I'm not sure about that.
He's not sure. Where do you live now?
Chelsea.
Yep. That's an area of London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Are you a Chelsea football fan? Do you go
I
to...
am a Chelsea fan.
Wow, that's very nice. Who's your favourite player?
Thiago.
Right. I like him. He's very nice. Good. And why are you over here?
Oh, just working, seeing the sights.
Sorry, what was that?
Seeing the
sights,
London.
It was just noise.
Sight.
I don't know. But he just said seeing the sights. I don't know what he. Maybe it's like an Australian catchphrase or something.
Sight.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you do, Daniel?
I work in Europe and as a sales rep.
No, just noise. I can't understand him.
Sales rep.
You work behind a bar, did you say, in London?
Yeah.
You pull pints.
Yeah, pull pints.
Yeah, in the walkabout or something.
The walkabout.
In Billabong Creek. and other slightly xenophobic Australia put downs.
Again, bringing the whole world slightly closer together.
Do you have one of those hats with corks hanging off it?
I wear it every day.
Wow, brilliant. And do you own a dog or a cat or a wallaby?
Kangaroo, actually.
Wow! Get in! Kangaroo, lovely. Have you ever eaten kangaroo?
Oh, yes.
No, seriously, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Because people do eat kangaroo, don't they?
We eat a lot of it over there, yeah. It's beautiful.
I quite fancy kangaroo meat.
Yes,
fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you driving?
I'm driving a blue Peugeot 307.
Mm. Mm. Nice wheels.
Nice wheels.
Nice wheels.
Let's see your horn then, please. Oh, I
say, that's a minty, beefy horn, all right.
With a metallic ring.
Oh, God, you flaming galas. Truth, that's a horn.
That's a horn, all right.
Yeah, and that's his Peugeot Ute. Right, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Matt, and I'm from Midsummer Norton.
Hooray! Didn't get any of that at all. I didn't hear what he said. Where are you from?
Midsummer Norton, Chris.
No, okay. No. Just
it's
voice. No,
still
nothing. Nothing. Is he from Australia?
No, not Australia.
No. Anyway, Roy, have you ever been to that place?
I have a friend who lives there.
He's got a friend who lives there, apparently, Matt.
Oh, his name's not Cliff, is it?
His name's not Cliff, is it?
I'm not sure about that.
No, I don't think it is.
Right. He's got seagull sat on top of his head.
Pardon?
He's got a seagull on his head.
What, the footballer?
No, Cliff.
Cliff Seagull?
The footballer? Bong. Well, that went down very well, that, Matt.
Yeah. Should be on the stage.
Huh? Yeah.
Sweeping it.
Oh, that's sweeping it. You're not a gag writer for Johnny Vaughan, are you?
No. I got offered the job, but he didn't pay enough.
Right, great gag. No, what are you doing, Matt, seriously?
I'm a plasterer, Chris.
Well, there you go. You're really not a gag writer?
No, honestly.
Okay. Oh, I'm only joking, Roy.
Well, that's not very nice.
I'm just playing with him, for goodness sake. What are you driving?
I've got a Mazda van, Chris.
Mazda van.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn, then.
Let's hear your horn. Oh, that's just ridiculous. I've had it a clown car.
And again?
Do you do mobile discos, Matt?
No.
You could so do that job, you know. You'd just seen the type. Let's hear your horn again. It's ridiculous. Daniel, and yours? Do you know, believe it or not, I think the Australian man's going to win.
No, good never. Horn.
Never? Well, let's find out, shall we?
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, I think you all know the rules by now.
Thanks, Chris.
What?
Let's just have a quick run through the rules.
I just said I think everyone knows what the rules should be.
Well, thanks, Chris. You should know the rules by now, yeah. But for those of you that don't...
Yeah, no, we've done the rules, all right, okay? Right, here we go with car park catchphrase.
Right, well, then, here we go with your first car park catchphrase.
Roy, you just... Stop it. Mr. Fish is in Norfolk, helping out his friend Tony at Tony's Battery Chicken Farm. One of the daily jobs is to do the chicken number calculations to work out which ones have died and which new ones have been born. And there's Tony, he's calculating the numbers. I think that was Matt just buzzed in there, I think, Matt.
Yeah, don't count your chickens before they've hatched.
Don't count your chickens. Tony.
You're right!
Well done. That's a point to you. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Sorry, are you dropping off there, love? Are you all right?
Yeah, just woke up.
Right, okay. What a shame. All right, so point to you, none to Daniel. Come on, Daniel, son.
Yeah, just beat me.
Daniel, son. All right, lovely.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is spending the day working at airport security at Heathrow. Got lots of famous people coming through the X-ray machine on a daily basis. And today, they've just spotted Norman Wisdom, who was famous years ago. Yeah. Like, during the war and stuff. Mr. Fish. Mr. Fish is going through Norman's bag. It looks like Norman's smuggling freshwater pearls, which contravene the Geneva Convention. He's going to have to confiscate them. Because, you know, those pearls that belong to Mr. Wisdom are not allowed to go through the X-ray machine. So, yeah. Come on, Daniel. So he's going to have to take Mr. Wisdom's pearls. So he's going to put them in a bag and write a label on them so he knows which person the pearls belong to. Because these are the pearls of wisdom. But, yes, Daniel?
pills give you wisdom?
No, Jesus Christ, no.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Yes, Matt?
Pearls of wisdom.
Pearls of wisdom.
You're a winner.
Well, I've got to say, Daniel, I was taking the mickey out of you, but I actually wanted you to win today.
Yeah, I know.
But you just didn't try, so goodbye.
There you go.
Matt, well done, you won.
Thank you very much.
Although you're a bit of a div, so see you later. Right, that's it then. Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Will, I've got a joke and a text message for you to read, but you're not allowed to read it out on the air. We have to have to get your reaction, but I bet you spit your chocolate out.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay,
I've heard it before.
Oh, have you? Okay, fair enough. It's Shapeshifters and Low Esteem from Radio 1. So, a bit of Colin relief, because he's not here, he's in Belfast with Edith. Scott Mills is here at 4 o'clock. Zane Lowe has got Dizzy Rascal in the New Music We Trust tour. And Joe Wiley is next with Keane playing live. Have a good day.
Get home with Mills.
This is Radio 1.